This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. On your mind. Hi there, it's Todd Mitchell, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Oil and natural gas for North Dakota strengthens all of America, and through our abundance of talents, innovations, and technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability. With producers and our communities working together, we're securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. It's all happening right now at the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. By the way, you can also text in at 701-226-8503, 226-8503. So Scott Hannon returning from Washington, D.C., but never fear. Live from our state capital, Jeff Simon is here.
Good morning, Todd. How the heck are you today?
Fantastic. How are you?
Well, not too bad. I just, you know, got another round of snow shoveling in this morning. Just loving it, loving it, loving it.
Getting that cardio in there, you know, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Well, it was just a little odd last night. Snow plows came by my house around 10 o'clock, and I'm wondering, why are you guys doing this? Because it's like 2-3 inches more in the forecast. Why don't you just wait until the next batch falls? But, oh, well. Try to keep ahead of it,
you know, keep them sharp in their skills there, you know.
Yeah, indeed. Well, hey, I tell you what, folks, we are live at the Capitol today. I've done this program before, but not quite under these circumstances here. I do have a steady hand behind me here to help me out. Steve Hallstrom is still here, so hopefully things will go well. We've got a great lineup of guests here. Naturally, being in the Capitol, we're going to have a number of legislative guests come speak with us. Incidentally, we want to recognize that today is a government holiday for most workers in the Capitol. However, the legislature is in full session, Martin Luther King Day. The only difference I really noticed out around the Capitol in terms of the legislature is really easy to find a parking spot today. Usually it's a little more difficult here. To give you an idea who we've got coming up, folks, the first folks we're going to have coming in are coming in the 9:30 time slot there. Dave Weiler, who was instrumental in the measure that established the Legacy Fund back in 2010, and Connie Triplett will also be here. Connie is a former Democrat senator from Grand Forks. So we got Dave was a Republican legislator, Connie a Democrat legislator. They're going to come and talk about the Legacy Fund. And, you know, there have been, gosh, I haven't counted them, but I'd say at least a dozen or more bills as to what to do with the legacy fund interest, all sorts of different ideas for infrastructure pots and that sort of thing. But I think most people would agree we shouldn't touch the principal, and I think that's a little bit about what we're going to talk about there. At 9:47, I believe, is the precise time, Todd. I'm going to have Senator Brad Beckedahl from Williston come in. If you've been following the news a little bit, folks, you know that Williston has some growth challenges in its school district. The district just recently nearly passed a bond measure to add on to their high school, which, by the way, opened just a couple of years ago and is already at capacity and kind of busting out at the seams again, and two elementary schools, but that measure failed. The curious thing, I didn't know all these statistics about the Williston School District until just last week. The district, honestly, geographically, is the smallest in the state. Just 16 square miles, the Williston School District. And as a consequence, they don't have a whole lot of property tax base from which to fund a school, a school construction measure. So there are a number of different legislative proposals around here, most aimed at allowing the Williston District to keep more of the gross production tax revenue. That's taxes paid by the oil industry in lieu of property taxes so that they can afford to build the schools there. So we'll hear from Senator Beckedahl And in the 10 o'clock hour, got a couple more legislative guests. Senator Kurt Cruen, he's from Grand Forks. One thing we want to talk to Kurt about is a seatbelt bill. This would be a measure that would allow primary enforcement of a seatbelt bill. Right now, if you're picked up for a speeding offense or running a stop sign or something like that and you're not wearing your seatbelt, you can be cited for not wearing a seatbelt. This measure would allow police to stop you if they see you driving and you're not buckled. The measure got a tie vote in committees, but it is going to be on the Senate floor this afternoon without recommendation. And we're going to talk to Senator Curran. He's got some fairly compelling arguments about the costs of not wearing a seatbelt. To me, it seems like a no-brainer. You got safety equipment, you ought to use it, but it's a freedom issue, I guess, for some people, and we'll talk to Senator Curran about that. And then to wrap up the program at around 10:45 or so, we'll be visiting with Representative Craig Hedlund. He is the chairman of the House Finance and Taxation Committee. And Representative Hedlund has introduced, among other bills, a measure that would take some of those legacy earnings that we talked about, the legacy fund earnings a little bit ago, and basically reduce your income taxes. Both corporate and personal income taxes is what the proposal does. The North Dakota Constitution basically forbids the state from giving any direct payment to citizens, so we can't establish, like an oil dividend fund so that citizens can sort of share in the wealth that way. But this measure would kind of do something similar to that by offsetting your income taxes by taking earnings from the legacy fund. And during those open line segments, I would like to visit, I'd like to hear callers' opinions about the ethics measure that passed this past year. For those who followed the campaign last fall, they will know that I was chair of a group called North Dakotans for Sound Government that basically said, this thing is so horribly written that, oh my gosh, folks, and then it's in our Constitution. But it ended up passing with a 54% majority. It's been billed as an anti-corruption measure. And I got to tell you, folks, I don't see it. And now we've got competing legislation. A bill's been introduced in the Senate, and Republican legislators have introduced a counter proposal. The proposal in the Senate would essentially set up the Ethics Commission, but it punts all the rest of it to an interim study. All these definitions in there, what does influence state government action mean? What is the ultimate and true source of funds spent in any medium to influence state government action? These are very difficult definitions, and to call it a can of worms, I think, would be an understatement. It's a problem, and our legislators are trying to deal with it. I did have to chuckle over the weekend. An editorial in the Fargo Forum was called to my attention, and I'm not sure that the writer of the editorial actually even read what's in the measure, because it takes the legislature to task for a bill, the Republican legislators who introduced their measure, that the bill doesn't require reporting of a gift to or from a family member, and they call it the all-in-the-family provision. Well, you know what? The measure itself says the prohibitions do not apply if the lobbyist is an immediate family member of the public official. So it's just basically mirroring what's in the measure. Some of the other things, travel, meal, and refreshment expenses, that was something we said is a concern in this measure, because ordinary citizens are going to potentially have to report their expenditures on trips to Bismarck to lobby public officials. Republicans are being criticized for exempting gasoline and travel meal expenses from what counts as spending in any medium, I guess is the term. So we do have plenty to talk about today. There is, I think I counted them up, more than 900 bills and resolutions already introduced this legislative session. I don't know that that's a record. But certainly a lot to get through. It's a busy time. My own tracking list, I've got about 170 of the 900 on my list, and we'll see how it goes. But anyway, folks, we've got a lot to talk about. Definitely looking forward to hearing some calls from you. We've got, I don't know, Todd, what else do you got? You've got a guest coming up here right after the break, don't you?
As a matter of fact, I certainly do, as I went and clicked away from what we're going to be talking about today. Hang on.
Okay,
Wait for it.
My sheet says Dakota Medical Foundation.
Yeah,
so.
I had it right in front of you. The Legacy Children's Foundation. There we go. That's what I was looking for. Talking with Kerry and Fuchsia about what's going on. And, yeah, we're just around the corner from Giving Hearts Day. So I won't be too far off kind of the next big push you're going to be hearing about. So 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And, well, Jeff, we'll talk with you again in just a few minutes.
All right. I'll be here.
We'll talk with Kerry and Pusha next, and your calls at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text in 701-226-8503. What's on your mind? More is on the way.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of three Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Park River, Lisbon, and Hope, North Dakota. At the meetings, NDSU Extension will discuss past soybean research conducted in North Dakota and the outlook and production issues for 2019. The program will provide information about all the major production decisions which have to be made in order to grow a soybean crop. Meeting dates and locations are Tuesday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Park River City Auditorium in Park River. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Ransom County Fairgrounds Expo Center in Lisbon. Thursday, January 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the American Legion in Hope. For more information, contact NDSU Extension Agronomist Dr. Hans Kendall at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Matt, the pizza guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. We've tag-teamed with Outdoor Bound TV host Kurt Walbeck to give away an unforgettable trip for two with you. Right, Kurt?
That's right, Matt. One lucky winner will get the opportunity to fish with the Outdoor Bound TV crew on famous Devil's Lake next winter. All the fishing equipment and accommodations are provided. You just show up ready to fish. But there's only one way that you can win.
And that's by visiting PizzaCornerPizza.com. Must be age 18 to register.
Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by High Plains Apache. They have an opening for a field service technician in Mandan. Great pay, a team environment, great benefits. Interested? Jobs at HighPlainsApache.com. Get them a cover letter and a resume. Jobs at HighPlainsApache.com. Just off Twin City Drive right across from 180 Chiropractic and Culver's and all that stuff. There, that first traffic light as you get into Mandan. Maybe that kind of helps you out. 20 after the hour. Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennen back tomorrow. It is What's on Your Mind. And right now, we'll talk to some folks from the Legacy Children's Foundation. We're just around the corner from the Dakota Medical Foundation Giving Hearts Day. Legacy Children's Foundation provides after-school resources to help at-risk students earn a high school diploma. Over the past 8 years, all Legacy students have graduated. The program includes academic support by college students who are preparing to be teachers, getting all students to grade level in reading and math, summer travel, learn around the world, personal interest development in music, athletics, art, job shadowing, and community service. LCF has the only student-founded and run food pantry in the state of North Dakota, serving food to over 100 hungry children a week, bringing hot soup and warm gear to the homeless and hungry at the Gladys Ray Shelter. LCF is partners with the Great Plains Food Bank in Fargo, and they've partnered with local businesses, Fargo Arts Partnership, Fargo Schools, Fargo Parks, City of Fargo, Fargo Police, and HUD to revitalize Madison Park. It is Fargo's only beautiful public art sculptures and beginners bike park, along with a new skate park. We're here with Ben Franklin Middle School teacher Carrie Teschendorf. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Am I getting that last name right?
You did.
I had to make sure to get the first name, and then I didn't even think about getting the last name right. And Pusha Chitri, the LCF board president. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Carrie, explain why there's a need for the Legacy Children's Foundation in Fargo.
Well, I think what they found is that when kids came in and their reading levels were down, we really struggled in the classroom. And I think what Legacy Children's Foundation found was that if they could get the kids and get them into intense after school, before school, and really intense summer programs, that they were finding them, that they could get them up to grade level and things improved.
How have you seen it impact the lives of your students over the past 8 years?
Well, for many of the kids, I guess the biggest thing I see is that the confidence that I see grow in them. Like Pooja, for example, she has just thrived in her self-confidence and the fact that I know she's going to really do great things.
Pooja Chitri, so how has LCF made an impact on your life?
When I moved to U.S., I did not know any English. I didn't even know the word hi. So in sixth grade, transitioning to sixth grade, I joined LCF. It not only helped me to become a better English speaker, but it helped me with my grade. Like, I used to be all, like, D's and F student, and now I'm on the A's. And it just helped me improve my English. And I always feel like I didn't fit in with other students because I look different and I talk differently. And Legacy gave me the confidence to feel like I belong and I had a place. So, yeah.
Where did you move from?
I moved from Nepal, a small country right next to India.
Okay, all right. So what future plans does your board have that you'd like to share with us?
We want to reach out to more people and recruit more students. And also, we are going to make Makerspace, which is an after-school program where a student will come in to get do things they like creatively, like draw, painting, robotics, bike shop. So, yeah.
Carrie, it sounds like Push has really kind of caught on to American life so far, huh?
I would have to agree with that. When I met her as a sixth grader, she was a very different young lady, and I saw her that year at a first Legacy Children's Foundation event, and I was extremely happy to see that she had found the program. And now, as a senior, I think we can all just kind of say she's gonna rock it.
Pooja, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a family doctor on my own clinic and have an entrepreneur major on and minor on, and have a major in family doctor. And yeah,
wow, looking to stay in the States.
I want to move to Washington, Seattle, hopefully, because they have a good medical school that I'm looking for.
Which school is that?
I don't know. It's something medical. I was researching. I don't know the name exactly, but Okay. It's in top five, I think.
Okay. I lived out there for a few years and went to Pacific Lutheran, but I'm pretty sure that's not what it is. It might be the University of Washington or something. You know it rains out there a lot, right? So be ready
yeah.
for that. Well, Kerry, it sounds like you've got a wonderful student and LCF board president on your hands there with Pooja.
Yes, and she's just one of many that are involved in the program, and the success stories are vast, and anytime you'd have a chance to go to an LCF event and listen to the kids tell their story of where they came from, what they're doing now, I think it's pretty impactful. So I would invite anyone who has a chance to hear these children talk, they should come and listen.
Absolutely. Legacy Children's Foundation going to be helped with Giving Hearts Day, and how's that going to help you?
Well, Giving Hearts Day really impacts the money that these people can put forward to these kids. Fargo Public, you know, we do a lot with trying to catch people up that are behind. But with they like the summer program, that costs money, and you have to get the kids there, and you have to have them buy into the program. Well, LCF has absolutely done that. And when you present to a child that you need to have summer reading program, their first thing is going to be, I can't afford it, or I can't get there. Well, that's already covered. We've got that covered, so now what are we going to do? And it's just amazing what they can do over with intense time and energy put into it.
Going to be hearing more and more about Giving Hearts Day in the coming days. It's a big day where Dakota Medical Foundation, your contributions are matched that day, so that way then, and there's hundreds of different charities that are involved with it too, including Legacy Children's Foundation. But a great day you're going to want to give, because that way your gift is matched, and to carry it would really help out LCF, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Anything that you could give, they will use your money wisely. That's another thing that I love, that they're you can see the product of what they're putting out. You see the advancement of the kids. You see that they are gaining confidence through their being successful at the things that they're trying to get done in their life.
I think those of us born and raised here in the States just sort of take it for granted, somebody coming from a new country, if you stuck one of us in some, if we put one of us in Nepal, I think we'd be walking around going, what do we do? What do we
do? And we're so heading to Everest.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So having LCF really, really does help, as demonstrated with Pooja Jitri. I mean, just fantastic. And I'm sure there's a big medical career ahead there. Got a good head on your shoulders, Pooja.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else we should know?
Support LCF, Legacy Children's Foundation, on Giving Hearts Day.
There you go. Giving Hearts Day is around the corner. You're going to be hearing more about it with Dakota Medical Foundation. Kerry Toschendorf, Ben Franklin, middle school teacher, and LCF board president, Pooja Jitri, future Dr. Jitri. Get used to hearing it said that way. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
29 after the hour, Jeff Simon is at the Capitol in Bismarck. We'll be joining him in your calls coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Listen close and learn something about saunas, hot tubs, wellness products from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Are all hot tubs made the same, Vince?
No, they're not. And as a matter of fact, yes, they're all perceived as a box of water, but they're not all the same. And the big difference with hot springs and its reality is three things. One, better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we can talk about in depth. We can show you, we can prove to you why they are what they are. But in reality, those are the three things that determine whether you use this product a lot or not at all. And it's really your third biggest investment from your home, your car, and the hot tub. So we want you to use it, and we do the things that allow you to use it, and therefore we're not all the same.
Do yourself a favor. Come on into Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2 in Minot and Bismarck and Fargo, Grand Forks and Devil's Lake. Talk to the pros, and you'll know quickly there's a big difference. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senator Kamala Harris running for the White House. The California senator making it official this morning on ABC's Good Morning America, and also with a video she posts on Twitter.
The future of our country depends on you and millions of others lifting our voices to fight for our American values.
change. That's why I'm running for President of the United States.
Senate Majority Chief Mitch McConnell is expected to bring President Trump's border proposal to a vote this week in the Senate. As the partial government shutdown enters a 31st day, Congress and the president still deadlocked over funding for the wall the president wants at the border. Trump now offering 3 years of temporary deportation protection for illegal immigrants brought here as kids in exchange for that funding. Democrats say the government has to open first. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
What's on your mind? I'm Sloan Mitchell. So I was thinking, what am I going to talk about next? My Pillow. I can do that in my sleep. Mike Lindell at My Pillow makes more than, though, just the best pillow ever. Mattresses, mattress toppers, pet pillows, travel pillows, and sheets, too. And if you think about it, why don't you just save all the good stuff for just your head? What about the rest of your body? Comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry the covers made in the USA. It's backed with Mike's 60-day money-back guarantee. Mike's exclusive 3-layer design starts with MyPillow foam for support, transitional foam to help relieve pressure points, ultra-soft patented temperature-regulating cover as well. Get 30% off when you use the promo code SCOTT. Mike will also give you 2 standard MyPillows, absolutely free. MyPillow.com, or you can call 1-800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. 27 before the hour, it's Sloan Mitchell. And what's in your mind? Jeff Simon is at the Capitol in Bismarck.
Hey, Todd. We're back at the Capitol here. We're live from the media room. Boy, is this it's kind of back in the, not quite in the bowels of the Capitol, but boy, you really got to know where you're going to find this room, I tell you what. Well, welcome back, folks, and we have with us in the studio, if you can call this a studio, a couple of guests with us, and they're both former legislators. Across the table from me, we have former Senator Connie Triplett. She hails from the Grand Forks area, and from my town, and actually the guy who helped me find a house when I moved to Bismarck, former Rep. Dave Weiler. Dave is a Republican. Connie is a Democrat. And Dave, I want to ask you first. You're both kind of paired up and teamed up here on this legacy fund topic. How did this happen that we've got bipartisan agreement on this?
Well, it started 9 or 10 years ago. It's hard to believe it's been that long. Maybe even 11 years ago. I sponsored a bill, a constitutional amendment to make it difficult to touch some of this oil money that was coming in at a great rate. I mean, there was a lot of oil revenue coming in, and I sponsored a bill, and Connie liked it from the start. And if I remember correctly, she approached me, and we discussed it a little bit 10 or 11 years ago. And we have been on the same side of this issue from the start. We got together and put together a bill that went on that went before the voters in 2008, and it was defeated by quite a wide margin. And we came back the next session in 2009 and made some changes, worked together with both Republicans and Democrats, House and Senate. We worked together with the North Dakota Education Association, the governor, we got it before the voters in 2010, and they approved it by 64%. It is what is known today as the Legacy Fund. It takes 30% of the oil revenue. The first 30% of all of the oil revenue that comes into the state, it takes the first 30%. And from 2010 until 2017, the principal balance of that could not be touched. And there's some other issues or items in there that I won't go over due to lack of time. But Connie has been a champion on this issue, and we've worked together through this along with other concerned citizens around the state that, you know, the oil revenue that we're seeing now and have been seeing for basically 15 years is unprecedented, and the oil that's coming out of the ground now is a finite resource, and the money that's coming with it is not going to last forever. And so through the wisdom of Connie and others, we have been pretty successful with this, and now we are up here at the Capitol and visiting with other legislators and trying to get them to, you know, understand the history of why we did this and how we did this, and also try to convince them to not spend the principal, because it is a legacy fund. It's for future generations.
Yeah, that's what we've talked about. We kind of visited with that a little in the opening segment. There are probably a dozen different proposals, most of which just aim at the earnings that are coming off it, which this biennium could total somewhere around $400 million. Connie, there are ideas, and there is a little bit of frustration among the public out there. This fund is approaching $6 billion. A lot of money sitting there could address a lot of the needs, but before we went on the air, you said this is for our children and grandchildren and probably our great and great, great, great grandchildren as well.
Exactly, and that's been my reason for joining in this from the very beginning. You know, as you started out in your introduction, former Representative Weiler and I are from different parties, and we have different perspectives on you know, how money should be spent. And I think you'll never get us to say we agree on what the money should be spent for eventually, but we do agree that it should be a decision for future generations and future legislatures in terms of the spending of the principal. So we and the other members of this little group that we're calling the Legacy Founders are absolutely in lockstep that the principal should not be invaded in this time frame. We noted when we testified recently on Senate Concurrent Resolution 4005, which wants to take 15% of the principal and put it immediately toward certain kinds of water infrastructure in particular, we don't believe that's an appropriate use of this fund at this time. Earnings, certainly, that's for the current legislature to decide. But the reason, if I could just take a global perspective for a moment, North Dakota and the North Dakota legislature will never be in charge of worldwide oil prices. Okay, I mean we are not going to be the swing state that Saudi Arabia has been playing as its role for many years, and even Saudi Arabia doesn't really want to be the swing state anymore that voluntarily reduces its production in order to hold oil prices stable. So, you know, as the years go on, the global price of oil will continue to fluctuate. There's just no question about that. And we cannot ever allow ourselves to become overly dependent on the oil and gas tax, because that would be devastating for the state of North Dakota if we were to do so. And that was really one of my main reasons for wanting to support setting a significant amount of it aside, because then it forces government to live more within its means of what we have for us today. And to your point that $6 billion is a lot of money, it is a lot of money to any person individually, but it's not a lot of money for a state government. As we saw during the recent downturn in after 2014, when North Dakota had to do an allotment, which is a pretty drastic measure, where Governor Dalrymple was forced to reduce the legislative appropriations across the board for every agency in the state government, and used up virtually all of the reserves that we had put in place at the time. And that happened because of one oil downturn for about a year and a half. And so, you know, I think people need to be aware that in the big scheme of things, $6 billion is not a lot of money when you're talking about running a government.
You know, we do know that this oil isn't going to last forever, but in some respects, if, you know, we have a permanent legacy fund, Dave, we can make the oil last forever in that respect. If we have this money in the bank, we can earn a return on it. So the oil will benefit generations maybe a couple centuries from now, potentially.
That would be a great legacy. And you're right. You know, this fund is in its infancy. It's only 6 years old. And, you know, if you take other states like Wyoming and Alaska that have funds like this, and their funds are billions and billions of dollars. I think one of them is like $96 billion. You know, who knows what's going to happen with our oil here in North Dakota, but this is not the time to dip into the principal balance of the legacy fund and diminish the returns that this can someday give us.
Well, the measure you mentioned, Connie, Senate Concurrent Resolution 4005, would contemplated taking 15%. Well, first of all, it would have to be on the ballot, approved as a constitutional amendment, but it would put 15% of the balance, that's the principal, and 25% of the earnings into an account for infrastructure needs. We're talking about, I presume, critical infrastructure. There's, you know, we've got a lot of infrastructure bills this session, too, a lot of demands out there. But I think you would probably argue we can meet those needs with earnings and not necessarily tap the principal.
That's exactly right. And I think our Legacy Founders Group is very firm also on the notion that there ought not to be any permanent use, you know, permanently defined use made of that 15%. It's intended to be for emergencies, you know, that a legislature in a time of serious economic downturn could turn to that 15% to fill a gap. And if we now take 15% and permanently allocate it to one particular use, then it would be permanently unavailable for its intended use. And, you know, I think it's worth going back and looking at sort of the history of how this how it came to be that we put 2017 into the constitutional amendment as the time when the 15% could theoretically be accessed. The Senate bill that Representative Wyler referenced, that he was the prime sponsor on and I was a co-sponsor on in 2009, excuse me, was that the Senate version of that bill that was passed by a broad bipartisan margin of 34 yes votes actually held the entire amount in trust for 30 years until 2040. And that was Senator Hoag from Minot who had originally proposed that, you know, sort of a permanent, seriously inviolable trust fund until the year 2040. And when we got to conference committee, and both Representative Wyler and myself were on the conference committee that did the final negotiations, we pulled that date back from 2040 back to 2017, largely at the behest of the North Dakota Education Association, as it was then known, now North Dakota United, because of their very serious concerns about being able to always fund public school education at a good level.
Well, we definitely want to thank both of you for your efforts here. We'll see what the legislature does with this. Going to be a lot of conversation between now and then. Stay with us, folks. Brad Beckedahl coming up after the break.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. In terms of feeding cattle, It's a good thing. It's a very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
GMC.com, where your warranty is for a lifetime of protection at no extra cost. Don't just take my word for it, but I do drive one, as a matter of fact. 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 at 19% below MSRP. Find out more at GMC.com. Jeff Simon is at the Capitol on What's in Your Mind.
Hey, welcome back, folks. The beauty of radio is when you got guests that are right here, you can maybe switch the schedule up a little bit. Brad Beckedahl, Senator Beckedahl from Williston, popped in. I said, can you come back at 10:05? Let's keep Davin County on. We've got a couple questions to talk about, the Legacy Fund, and we have a caller on the line. Tom from Jamestown has a question for Davin County. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call. Yeah, I'd just like to say that I totally agree with your two guests. North Dakota has done, the legislature and the people of North Dakota have been very far-sighted over the years in what we have done. I think the Legacy Fund is a very good example of that. I really believe the overall, conservative, and you got to say Republican, leadership of the North Dakota legislature has been a very positive thing for the people of North Dakota, both now and, as your guest said, in the future. When you look at the fact that North Dakota has been in very good financial shape, we have always done those things to make sure that we don't spend more money than we take in. And once again, I believe that's due to the conservative leadership that we have had in the past and that we currently have.
Yeah,
and I
agree.
North Dakota people believe in that, and that's why they keep reelecting people that think along those lines.
We would definitely agree with that. I think, Dave, you'd have a comment on that?
Yeah, well, Tom, thanks for your comments, and I hope that certainly the majority of people feel like you in the state and would encourage you to call your legislators and, you know, just let them know not to touch the principal balance of the Legacy Fund, and let's let this thing grow. But I will remind you that this was a very, very bipartisan support. Both sides of the aisle, both houses. And it wouldn't have happened without Connie and others on the other side of the aisle.
Yeah,
so
very broad support
for
it. Yeah, quick, Todd, we got other callers.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I totally agree. In the past, that was the situation. I'm not overly sure that that's currently the situation. But hopefully things are going to work out.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for your call, Tom. Chad in Fargo, you've been waiting a while. You got a question for Dave and Connie about the Legacy Fund? Go ahead, Chad.
Yeah. How much a year is the interest compiling on that thing, on the fund, and the fact that, you know, when you say that there's other states like Wyoming and Alaska has a bigger fund, and Texas, I think, probably has it too. Are they earmarked towards a certain group, or is this going to be for all of North Dakota to decide?
This is Connie. I'll take that question. It is not earmarked, and the legislature did that very intentionally because we understood that as times change, the needs will change, and it's very hard for one generation to define, you know, what the needs might be 20 or 30 years down the road. And so we very consciously left it wide open. And so in terms of the earnings, which to answer your question, they're accumulating in the range of $300 to $400 million per biennium, depending on oil prices. Of course, with volatile oil prices, nobody can predict exactly even what they're going to be by the end of this biennium. But it's in the low hundreds of millions of dollars, and that money can be used for anything that the legislature, the current legislature, decides it wants to use it for, whatever the needs are now.
I believe at the current rate of production and the price, we're putting about $70 to $80 million in there per month right now. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks, Jeff. So, you know, getting back to Senate Concurrent Resolution 4005, which we hope certainly doesn't pass, and Senator Triplett alluded to, you know, taking 15% of the principal balance, 25% of the earnings forever. It also takes 15% of the increase every year in the fund. And so that has been opposed by several people, Treasurer Schmidt and many others. The governor doesn't even want to touch the principal balance. And, Jeff, I know we're short of time, but I just have one more thing to say. I've watched a little TV, and there's a commercial out there by Steve Tomac and Mary Grainer. I believe it's a advertisement for coal. And it starts out as Mary says, my name is Mary and I'm a Republican, and Steve says, I'm Steve and I'm a Democrat, and Mary says, well, we don't agree on much, but we do agree on one thing. In the words of Michael Scott from The Office, YouTube came down to tape to videotape Connie and I 10 or 11 years ago. And that's how we started out our YouTube commercial. Exactly the same thing. I think they stole that from us, and I don't know. We have something there. Maybe we can go after those guys a little bit.
We're down to about 30 seconds left, Connie. Any final words for the folks out there? What should they know?
Well, I would just like people to understand that right now, when the buzzword seems to be infrastructure, everybody is saying they want to use the funds for infrastructure. And I just want everybody to realize that infrastructure is a really big, broad word that almost could define everything that government does. And so one person's infrastructure might be school buildings, and others might be water problems.
We're going to have to leave it there,
okay,
Brad.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.